Thank you, choir, for leading us in this consideration of mercy and stillness and all of these things that we've sung about this morning as we contemplate and listen for God from the story that Bill read for us from Luke. We continue our series today entitled At Home with God, taken from that most famous parable that has many angles and many perspectives. Last week, the perspective we looked at was long way from home, the perspective of the prodigal son. And today, we'll flip the script a bit and look at the perspective of the older brother leaving home without stepping off the property. Another name for this parable sometimes given to it is the parable of the resentful brother, which is apropos considering who Jesus was previously sharing this parable to, the scribes and the Pharisees, who had just challenged him about welcoming and eating with sinners. And then Jesus shares this with him. Welcoming and eating with sinners was something that they saw as an abomination to God, yet Jesus still did it. So Jesus tells them this parable, and who do you think the scribes and the Pharisees sound like in our parable? You got it. The older brother. They're the ones who have met all the external expectations, the faithful ones, the ones who have sacrificed, yet had such high status in society, those who live in the routine of the Father's work, ever present on the Father's property, and they are the ones, ironically, who resent who Jesus loves. The older brother, the one who felt like he was more entitled to the Father's love than the prodigal brother, he never left home. He worked the farm diligently. He knew the routine inside and out. He learned to live with the family on the farm. He was faithful to the task. He was faithful to the routine. And his role as older brother gave him such high status. And he thought he should be dining with the Father, celebrating with the Father, not his sinful brother. That abomination to his work and his faithfulness. He knows everything about the work of the farm and of the Father. And that just wasn't right to celebrate this sinful person, to be in the presence of his sinful brother. I imagine the routine and the role of the older son became burdensome. And routine and burden often breed contempt toward those who live differently from us. And contempt breeds resentment. The brother, he counted on to make sure that all the work was done to work alongside him in these tasks and this routine. He bolted. He ran off. Worse yet, he took his portion, his money, even though it wasn't as much as he had, the older brother had. He abandoned his role on the farm, the younger brother, and he left the older brother the remnant, whatever was left to make ends meet, to get the task, the routine done. Resentment builds. And perhaps underneath it all, there was envy of this younger brother who went off on escapades of wild living, being able to see the world in new places, be off the farm and experience life differently and do the things that the older brother would never get to do. More resentment builds, which builds to anger, which leads to hatred. And so he begins this journey of leaving home without stepping off the property. When his brother left, he replaced empathy for someone that he loved dearly and was supposed to love, he replaced that with resentment for someone who didn't follow the Father the way he did, who didn't do the things that he thought he was supposed to do, and his hatred destroys that relationship. When he speaks of his brother to the Father, he never refers to him as my brother. only as your son. Resentment. His position and understanding of the Father's work created this kind of self-righteous persona who would have cheerfully kicked a man, even his own brother, further into the gutter than rather welcome him back and truly love him the way the Father loved him. His brother didn't deserve the love of the Father in his eyes and in his mind, yet there is more. Maybe the prodigal returning made the older son have to deal with the fact that his mind wasn't as clean and as pure as he thought it was. There are no prostitutes mentioned in the parable until the older son brings them up. But he certainly imagined his brother engaging in that kind of lifestyle because perhaps he might. Maybe he's more like the prodigal son than he wanted to admit. But he was so self-justified by the routine and the faithfulness and being present with the Father that he never felt those demons and thoughts in his mind had as much power as they did. That is, until his brother came back. None of these things helped the older brother deal with the resentment and disgust he had for his brother, and ultimately fear of where he fell on the Father's love-o-meter created a resentment toward the Father as well. He thought he didn't receive the love that he should have received. He didn't receive love the way he felt he deserved for his faithfulness, the love he knew he was entitled to and his brother was not. The resentment was too much. It invaded the space of everyone in his life, including the Father. It's the same way for each of us. Resentment comes in our life. Resentment is this darkness that we push down inside of us and not deal with. And the further we push it down without working through our resentment, the further the darkness of that resentment moves out and affects all of those around us. The way we empathize with them, the way we see them, the way we love them. And the resentment that moves out beyond us also affects our relationship with the Father. Resentment must be dealt with. Removing resentment from our lives is the key to being able to experience the love of the Father and in turn love others with the same love. Typically, that process begins with something that's very hard for us, a word we call vulnerability. Vulnerability to love and not be loved in return. To love and look beyond the things that we think a person should be and do. It's a process that begins with vulnerability and continues with humility, working through resentment, even admitting that it exists in your life. Humility. Next comes forgiveness and grace. Grace not only towards others, but grace and forgiveness for yourself, for the things that you wrestle with or ignore or choose not to deal with. And then from forgiveness and grace comes gratitude. Gratitude is a fascinating thing because 1 Thessalonians says, be grateful in all things. This is God's will for your life. You want to know what God's will for your life is? Be grateful. Gratitude and resentment can't occupy the same space. There is only room left for love. So I want to do something with you. I like making you uncomfortable. So here's what I want you to do. Take a pen, take your phone, your pad, whatever you're using to take notes or what you might use to take notes, and I want you to do something with me. Take a moment and write down two or three very specific things for which you are grateful. Two or three things for which you are grateful. And this is something that's simple that you can do each day. And I'm not talking about I'm thankful for the roof over my head or my family or my job. I'm talking about very specific things. I walked outside and this breath of fresh air cooled me on a hot summer day. I had a conversation with someone in the hallway where I experienced the presence of God. The mere flower growing up from a crack in a concrete reminds me that God can bring life out of anything. Things like that. Two or three of those now. And if you do this every day, try to get up to 10. I dare you. I challenge you. See if you don't begin to feel the Father's love more deeply. And see if you don't begin to feel any resentment that you may have for anyone or anything begin to leave, because you will notice God at work around you. You see, the truth of the matter is that the father loves the older son as much as the father loves the prodigal son. One is not greater than the other. The father wants to be with both sons. And we can say daughters here for you ladies as well. But the older son felt entitled to the father's love because he didn't physically leave. He did the work. He was faithful. He went through the motions and the routine, and he began to feel more self-righteous. And he missed out on truly experiencing what it feels like to be loved, to be truly loved, to just be in the presence of the Father. That's why we pray and sit in silence. Just to be in the presence of God. Be still and know. Know that God loves you. Know that God is there. Know that God wants the best for you. The older son left home without ever leaving the property. He left mentally. He left emotionally. He bailed. And yet the father still loved him as well. That's a message for the Pharisees and the scribes. That's a message for us as well. We have a lot to learn about love. How many of you love animals? Steve, I have something to show you that we're going to watch that shows us a little bit about love.
So I've been noticing lately that I have a lot in common with my dog. We are both unemployed. We both poop twice a day, although for him it's often more than that. But that's just something you learn to live with, I guess. But I mean, he eats when I eat, he naps when I nap, we drink the same water, and we sit on the same couch. He's actually pretty rude about that, though. It's like he's pretending he can't tell that I'm trying to sit exactly where he is. But apart from our routine, I find the main difference between us is that while I feel burdened, he is just happy to be alive. Which makes me ask the question, what if Mosby had to get a job? He probably wouldn't settle for the first thing that came to him, but he would pursue something that he found fulfilling. And it's not that he's perfect. I've seen him make mistakes. I've seen him lose motivation on multiple occasions. But he just changes his attitude and straddles a pillow and moves on with his life. So I think there's a lot to learn from watching animals like Mosby. Without the burdens of society, all he really needs is love.
I don't know if you could read the part about the job, but it said eating peanut butter, and it said where? In my mouth. Something like that. We have a lot to learn. How many of you have ever said, I wish I was my dog or my cat? Wouldn't you like that life? It's yours to have. It's yours to have if you embrace the love of the Father. The older brother was so burdened by his responsibilities. He was burdened that his brother left him. He became resentful of his younger brother and with his father's expressions of mercy and love towards his younger brother, and a resentment ate him alive. Unable to rest, to be still in the father's love, so concerned about the routine and the work at hand, his resentment became so great, he didn't know the father's love was all he needed to find fulfillment in life. We're much like the older brother or the guy in the video. We leave home without stepping off the property. We're here. And we leave home whenever we start telling, when we start trying to tell God how to be God, what God can and cannot do, or whom God can and cannot love, whom God should and should not love. How do we know when we are doing so? How do we know? Well, we find ourselves resentful, angry at others, angry at God, or when we find ourselves easily judging one of our brothers or sisters, when we resent another person who we think hasn't come to the Father the way we think they should, or doesn't live life the way they think we think they should, when we shut ourselves out from the party and in effect try to force God to choose between us and those others. Is that where and how we want to spend our days? Or would we rather be a part of the celebration? Would we prefer to work through our resentment with vulnerability and humility and grace and love and gratitude instead of becoming angry or judgmental toward the prodigals in our lives? We begin to work through the resentment and disgust we have with folks, and we begin to sit with them, to eat with them, and welcome them as Jesus did, and share the Father's love that we know and allow it to transform their lives. And in that, we learn to listen to their story. We learn to hear why they are who they are, and that leads us to understanding, which leads us to compassion and empathy, which leads us to the Father's love. I wonder what might happen. I wonder what might have happened had the older brother followed the lead of the father. If he had welcomed his brother in as the father did, would he have listened to his journey and what he had experienced, why he had come back, and how the father's love had transformed him? Would he have worked to understand why he left and learned of the insecurities he must have had about being the younger brother? His insecurities that drove him to resentment as well, as more or less this hired hand to work for the older brother. Maybe by hearing that, he would have been drawn towards compassion to his brother and worked at removing those barriers between he and the prodigal brother and just rested in the love of the father. So both brothers would be transformed. When we get our way as the older brother, we push people off the property and deny them an opportunity to experience the Father's love. So, I wonder what might have happened had the older brother followed the lead of his father. And I wonder what the world would be like if we did the same. They will know we are Christians. By what? Our love. Not our resentment. Not our self-righteousness. But by the Father's love that we have experienced so much that we can't exist with love and resentment. We're grateful. Our will, God's will for us through Christ Jesus. They will know we are Christians by our love. May it be so. May it be so. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the parables that you give us, these parables that have so much meaning that we could read them over and over and over and continue to be moved towards you. Lord, let us learn to be at home with you. Learn to rest. Learn to be still and know that you are present. To know that you love and care for us and others, even those people we think you shouldn't or don't. And we find that in Christ alone, you show us that love. You empower us to love. You empower us to work through resentment that builds in our lives. And you empower us to transform it into gratitude so that we might love the way Christ loved and showed love. So, Lord, transform us today through the Father's love, we pray. Amen. Pray. We'll have a time of decision, a time of response. Whatever you need to do as you have heard the Word of God, as you have sung songs about being still and the power of Christ, as you have prayed, as you have given, whatever you need to do to continue to respond to what God is teaching you today, let's do that together. I'll be here at the front if you want to make something public, if you want to come down for prayer, whatever we need to do. Let's stand and sing hymn, Lord, I'm Coming Home. There's no hymn book, but there is a song.